this morning I bring the topic as let us trust in God's good will.
今天早上用信靠神的美意来互相勉励。
And this is the passage based on the book of Romans chapter 8.
那这个是记载在罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 from verse 26 to 30.
罗马书第八章二十六节到三十节。
Romans chapter 8 from verse 26 to 30.
罗马书八章二十六节到三十节。
And in the same way, chapter 8 from verse 26.
八章二十六节。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helped our weakness.For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with a groaning too deep for words. And He who searches the heart knows what the mind of Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, and that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestined, and this he also called, whom he called, this he also justified, and whom he justified, this he also glorified.I hope that this passage helps us to encourage us.
希望这个这几节能够帮助我们啊。
There's one of a country has a very unique customs.
在有一个国家，他们有一个非常特殊的习俗。
When the daughter grow up and when the parents send this daughter to other match with the husband and send this daughter away, and this mother always gives something to this daughter.
那当他们的女儿长大以后要出去出嫁的时候，母亲就会送一个东西给这个女儿。
This is that is the pearl.
那他这送的这个礼物就是一颗珍珠。
And this has a nickname.And this pearl has a nickname. It's a frozen tears.
那这个珍珠呢？他们会称为这个珍珠叫做冰冻的眼泪。
There's a two meaning into these nicknames.
那这个名称有两个意义。
It reminds that once you depart from a family, and so you.You can shed tears in your life.
那第一个意义就是说，当你离开你的家庭的时候，你可以流下你的眼泪。
And also, this tear is precious. Also,
那也是告诉你说，这个眼泪是非常的宝贵的。
So that this pearl is a symbolical value to give it to the handing to the daughter.
所以当女儿出嫁的时候，母亲就会把这一颗珍珠。送给他女儿。母亲会把珍珠送给他女儿。
This way, that this daughter, when during her marriage life, some difficulties, when every time she can bring up and see that this pearl can make some encouragements and comfort.
所以当这女儿在她的生活当中，要是碰到艰难困难的时候，她可以把这颗珍珠拿出来，就可以帮助她。度过那些困难。
So later on, that this daughter can many years of marriage life can see the true meaning of this pearl later on.
那过了几年以后，当她往后看，她就可以发觉这一颗珍珠的宝贵性。
So it becomes very precious a gift from her mother then.
所以他就可以发觉这珍珠是一个非常宝贵的礼物，从他母亲来。
We know the pearl is we call the precious stone also.
我们也知道珍珠是非常的宝贵。
Precious stone it takes many years under the sea and this shell inside of shell it makes continue to make us getting bigger and bigger, so end up to become this pearl.
那珍珠是要经过一个很长的时间，慢慢的成长。
But this shell, when at the beginning, with other substance coming into the shell.
那在这个珍珠其刚开始的时候是一颗沙。
Usually, it's a sand coming into the its body.
通常是一颗沙到这个壕里面。
At the beginning, this shell is a struggle.
那刚开始的时候，这个母蚝可能会不习惯这个沙。
Later on, produce the chemical substance out of the shell.
从它里面，它会慢慢的去有一些化学作用。
So it constantly cover this little sand.
它会用化学作用去盖住这一颗沙。
But not necessarily all the shells produce this chemical substance to cover this, keep covering this sand.
但并不是每一颗母蚝都会有这种化学功能去把这个沙盖住。
Some of the shell doesn't produce the chemical substance to cover this sand and eventually died.
那他们要是没有去把这颗沙盖住的话，这个母蚝到最后会死掉。Only
the one who cover this little sand, constantly cover this sand, and then survive.
那唯独他们把这颗沙盖住以后，他们才可能能够活下来。Because
the one that the shell that produced this other substance cover this shell, cover this sand. And this sand covered by cover, so it becomes part of the body of this shell then.
那他们会慢慢地把这颗沙盖住，然后形成一个保护膜来保护他们自己的身体。Later
people open the shell, then people can find out the precious pearl inside of the shell.
那以后当人把这个母蚝打开以后，才会发觉里面有一颗珍珠。And
look at in our Christian life also, we encounter many difficulties.
那我们看看我们基督徒的生活里面，我们也经常会碰到艰难的事。Sometimes
it's an unwelcome kind of a situation, but we have to face it.
有时候这些艰难是我们不要的，但是我们必须要去面对它。Sometimes
this kind of substance coming into our life and constantly bothers our life.
有时候是这些外来的物体进入我们的生活里面。Sometimes
we do not know why these things happen in our life.
那我们有时候不晓得为什么会有这样的事发生。It
seems like other people's life are quite smooth, but then why our life is such a way of difficulties, always we have to face it.
那我们有时候会发觉别人的生活好像比我们的顺畅，那为什么我们会碰到这些事呢？
But many times God allows us this kind of difficulties and suffering in our life, so let us mold it and trying to make us this precious pearl and end up.
但神有他的美意，他有时候使这些事发生在我们身上，让我们能够像这个母蚝去造这个珍珠一样。
So at the beginning, it seems like other substance, which is unwelcome things, but later on, it becomes a precious gift in our life.
那刚开始可能是只是一颗沙，一颗外来的物体，但是最后会变成一颗珍珠。
When you look at the Romans chapter 8, verse 28,
我们要是看罗马书第八章28节。
And Apostle Paul understood in this manner, said, we know that God caused all things to work together.
保罗这边说，我们晓得万事都互相效力。
And God caused all things work together means this not only the pleasant one, but unwelcome, the suffering and trial and difficulties all included.
这边说万事互相效力，包括了一些我们不如意的事情。
At the beginning, all this kind of unwelcome situation is not pretty at all. It's not comfortable at all.
刚开始我们这些困难的事情是让我们很头痛，我们很不喜欢看到的事情。
But God purposely bring into our life and with His hands and making this one to with mighty hands making in with our life to make a precious stone in our life.
那神使这个事情发生在我们的生活里面，是有祂美好的旨意，因为要让我们慢慢去形成一个美丽的珍珠。
And we can find out in this way that we can see the God's good will.
我们也可以看到这是有神美好的旨意的。
Just like when the mother, when it become a mother, then holding the baby in the mother's womb for 9 months.
就像一个母亲，她怀孕9个月。
It's a lot of suffering, but it's a lot of endurance during this time.
那在这九个月，他们要很辛苦的带着这个婴孩在他们肚子里。
But after 9 months, when the baby come out, and then they can have a mother can have a joy.
但是在九个月后，当这个婴孩生出来的时候，母亲会非常的高兴。
9 months of suffering, 9 months of endurance, it worthwhile turn out to be.
他们九个月的忍耐，九个月的辛苦，到最后是一个美好的结果。
Actually, at the beginning, a little seed that's constantly growing become a great gift for the people, for the family.
那刚开始可能是一个小种子，但是慢慢的成长，到最后会形成家，带给家里一个美好的结果。
Many times God lead us in this way to train our life, also give us a precious gift in our life.
那神常常会用这种方法来带领我们的生活，赐给我们美好的结果。
And this passage gives us some kind of understanding how make it all this possible.
那这几段经节告诉我们神是如何的带领我们。
Verse 26 and 27.
第26节27节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27.
罗马书8章26节27节。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with a groaning too deep for words. He who searches the heart knows what the mind of Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saint according to the will of God. Here mentioned at the beginning of the verse 26, mentioned that help our weakness, you say.
在26节这边说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们。
Because with human nature, so we are not strong, we are not the almighty.
人是一个软弱的，是软弱的，我们并不刚强。
Under the stress, under the difficulties, when we work on our path, sometimes we do not know what to pray, how to pray.
在软弱的时候，在痛苦的时候，我们有时候
I know we come to the Lord, we believe in God at the beginning.
我们知道我们来到神面前，我们相信神。
We know there is a God.
那我们也知道说有神的存在。
But under the situation, kind of pressure, under the difficult situations, as a man's weakness, with a man's weakness, we don't know what to do.
但是在压力的情况下，在痛苦的情况下，我们的软弱使我们不知道要如何办。
Because we losing our own rhythm of our pace of our life.
因为我们失去我们生活的韵律。
And such times we don't know. Sometimes the prayer doesn't work. It seems like.
那有时候我们会感觉到我们的祷告没有功效。
But this verse gives us very precious encouragements that we do not know what to pray. But the Spirit knows our weakness, so help our prayer.
但是这个经节告诉我们，我们本不晓得当怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
Here the verse 26, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us.
因为在26节这边说，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们，圣灵用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
If we think about why we cannot pray, then there's a possible two reasons.
那我们要是想一想，我们为什么没办在软弱的时候没办法跪下来祷告？有可能有两个原因。
It is a physical weakness.
第一个可能是我们的身体的软弱。
When we live in this kind of a society, a lot of pressure, and everybody have to work hard.
那在这个社会里面，每一个人都在都有很大的压力，都需要努力的工作。
那 we are not the Iron Man, so we easily get tired.
那我们也不是铁人，但有时候我们会觉得累。
And then once we physically and mentally, the wear out and tiresome, then it's hard to kneel down to pray.
当我们身心都觉得疲乏的时候，我们就没办法跪下来祷告。
Even during the time of Jesus, when he, before he captured the die on the cross, he brought his 12 disciples onto the Garden of Gethsemane.
当主耶稣在他被钉十字架之前，他带领他的十二个门徒到客西马林园去祷告。
But Jesus prayed three times, but his disciple cannot pray three times.
耶稣在客西马林园祷告三次，但是他门徒却没办法跟着他祷告。
At that time, Jesus comment to his disciple.
那时候，耶稣跟他的门徒说
，You could not watch with me for an hour.
为何没办法警醒与我祷告
？The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
虽然你的灵愿意，但是你的身体却是软弱的。
And Jesus understood the disciples' weakness.
耶稣他了解门徒的软弱。
But at the same time, Jesus asked them, "Do you need a prayer?"
但是在同时，耶稣却需要他们一起祷告。
Let's look at the Matthew chapter 26.
我们来看马太福音26章。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 40 and 41.
马太福音26章40 41节。
Matthew 26 verse 40 and 41.
马太福音26章40 41节。
And he came to the disciple and found them sleeping and said to Peter,So you men could not keep watch with me for an hour. 41. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptations. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And this is this is one of way to understand the man's weakness and also encourage his disciple to keep watching and praying.
耶稣他非常了解门徒的软弱，但他也要求门徒能够警醒祷告。
It is important that we can well manage our life to with physical body to maintaining to keep healthy conditions.
我们也是我们的身体也是要非常重要，需要有一个健康的身体。
Such a way like exercise continually.
所以我们需要经常要运动。
And also all the food when we take the we have to choose the right food and good food.
那我们在饮食上面也是需要注意健康。
Because nowadays all the food is a lot of cholesterol and the fat and with it.
因为现在的食物也是有很多的油脂跟蛋白质。
The eating habit also is a part of it helps discipline us to help shaping our physical health.
那在饮食上面也可以帮助我们能够有一个健康的身体。
I haven't exercised for the last 5 months.
啊，我已经有五个月没有运动了。
Well, I can't tell the difference.
那我也可以感觉到这个这个不同。
Gain weight, but losing the actual strength actually.
那我身体开始胖起来，那也感觉上力量没有那么大。
And also my cholesterol level is a kind of borderline now.
那我的胆固醇指数也已经开始高。
So, doctor says, don't eat the eggs.
那医生已经跟我讲说不要吃蛋。
But I like the eggs.
但是我很喜欢吃蛋。
But then I have learned that since the doctor told me that don't eat the egg, so when every time I eat, trying to look at, trying to, their temptation to eat the eggs, but I try, do my best to control.
那医生有告诉我不要吃蛋，但是每次我看到蛋，我就会很想吃，但是现在我开始会有一点，节制，不去吃它。
If I'm assigned to the Phoenix Church, then I go and then I do not buy the McDonald's egg muffins.
那有时候我去派到凤凰城教会的时候，我就尽量不去麦当劳那去吃汉堡。
Anyway, because we have to well maintain our healthy body because it's given from God.
因为我们要照顾我们的身体，因为这身体是神所赐的。
So discipline in life helps us to good healthy body to maintaining our prayer life.
所以这控制我们的饮食，控制我们的生活。使我们有个健康的身体，能够来警醒祷告。
Work hard is very precious. It's good in the this is precious in the sight of God.
努力的工作在神的眼里是件好事。
But do not overwork.
但是不要过度疲劳。
We have to well wisely manage our life.
我们要有智慧来来掌控我们的生活。
Because we have to remember our physical life always connected our spiritual life.
因为我们知道我们的身体跟我们的灵体是联合是有关联的。
And also our family life is also connected our spiritual life also.
那我们的家庭的生活跟我们的属灵的生活也是有关联的。
We have to spend time for our family and also it connected our church life also.
我们要花时间在我们的家庭上面，同样的也要花一些时间在教会。
When we all make this well balanced,
那我们要如何使这两者能够有平衡
？And then when we kneel down, we pray to God.
那我们在跪下来向神祷告的时候
，And this way we can gain the strength.
那我们就能够从神得力量
，And maintaining our prayer life constantly.
能够保持这警醒祷告的生活。
Sometimes we are because our own neglect, kind of we do not care for our spiritual life. Sometimes.
那有时候我们可能软弱的时候会不想去管我们的灵命。
Sometimes we cannot help our job nature.
那有时候我们也不想去管我们的工作。
Sometimes our job nature require like 6-7 days, 8 days work. 8 days is not possible.
有时候工作可能需要我们有需要工作六天，甚至七天一个礼拜。
But in order to keep your job, you have to work hard.
但是我们为了要保住这个工作，我们必须要努力的去工作。
And sometimes you forget about your spiritual side.
那在工作的时候，有可能我们就会忘记我们的灵命。
And spiritual side getting weaker and weaker.
那我们的灵命就会越来越软弱。
And you, without knowing it, your spiritual life getting weaker, and which is, it seems like you can feel that you even cannot kneel down to pray to God.
那当你的灵命软弱到一个程度，你会发觉你根本连跪下来祷告的力量都没有了。
It is important the moments when you feel that you don't like to pray, you cannot pray. This is a time that you should kneel down to pray to God.
那当你发觉你没办法跪下来祷告，你也没有力量跪下来祷告的时候，你这时候是更应该要跪下来向神祷告。
When such moments you don't like to pray, once you kneel down and you put your effort to pray, then God's Spirit.Help us at the moment.
那在当我们发觉我们没有力量跪下来祷告的时候，那时候我们就必须要，我们必须要逼我们自己跪下来跟神祷告。那时候神的灵就会帮助我们。
And our Christian life is not just we just follow our emotions, our own just nature, our you know physical life.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们并不是只是只是顺从我们的肉体。
We have to pour our effort to holding God through the prayer.
我们必须要有警醒的祷告。
Once we have a desire to holding God,
当我们有我们要 有意思 要去抓住神的时候，
God knows our weakness.
那神也知道我们的软弱。
But we don't know how to pray.
那当我们在我们不知道要如何祷告的时候，
But here the verse 26 mentions His Spirit intercede for us the groaning too deep for the words. Verse 26 and last portions.
二十六节这边告诉我们说，圣灵会亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
And also 27 mentioned that he interceded for the saints according to the will of God.
那在二十七节这边又说，监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Sometimes our life we have some point we are we getting weaker.
那有时候在我们的生命里面有一些我们会有软弱的时候，
But do not giving up your faith. Do not giving up your time to pray.
在软弱的时候，不要放弃你的信仰，不要放弃祷告。
When we don't like to pray, actually that is the time to pray.
当我们不想要祷告的时候，那个时候是我们需要祷告的时候。
God can intercede in our prayer, in our for our heart.
那神会为我们祷告，圣灵会为我们祷告。
And God knows that there's such a weakness, that there's such a time of difficulties. God always wants with us.
那神他非常了解我们的软弱的时候，我们困苦的时候，那在那时候神会与我们同在。
God wants to bring our life to make some beautiful and wonderful gift to give it in our hands later on.
那神要使我们的生命里产生一个美丽珍贵的珍珠。
In verse 28,
在二十八节,
this is the second, God always the next to us, and also He really intervenes our each one of a part of our life, a piece of our life.
那神会用万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
Here they mention that the God causes all things to work together for good.
这边告诉我们说，神使万事都互相效力。
That means that God knows each piece of this, all the piece of our life.
这告诉我们说，神了解我们生命里的每一件事情。
Sometimes this piece is like unwelcome pieces, maybe.
那有时候可能这一件事情是不受欢迎的。
One of a painful pieces. It's part of our life.
那这一个可能是一个非常痛苦的一件事，但是却是我们生命中的一件事。
Of course, sometimes we go through the smooth way of life.
那当然也有一些人他们的生命里是非常的顺。
But actually each piece is very important.
但是每一件事都是非常的重要的。
God wants all these pieces together to make for good for those who love Him.
因为神将这万事都放在一起，让爱神的人得益处。
The most important part of it here, the verse 28 is those who love God.
在二十六到二十八节这边说，那一些爱神的人。
God sometimes making the pieces give us a suffering or gives a smooth way, but during the time of difficulties, still we have to holding God, still we have to love God.
那在我们的生命里面，有时候会是顺境，有时候会是逆境，但是在逆境的时候，我们要了解，要知道，要去抓住神。
So let all these pieces together for good.
让这所有的万事都能够互相效应。
Like a life of Joseph from the beginning, when he saw from his life in the Egypt, these pieces is a piece of great suffering.
那就像约瑟在当他被卖到埃及的时候，他所遭遇的事情都是非常痛苦的。
Age of 17 years old, considered a very young age, naive at that time.
那在十七岁的时候是一个非常无知的时候。
At that time, he becomes already become a slave in his life.
那在那时候，他已经成为一个奴隶。
But he always trusts in God.
但是那时候，他有相信神的心。
He knows that he remembers his dreams.
他记住了他所做的梦。
And then when he become like a prisoner later on.
那后来他被下到监狱以后
，still he take it.
他也接受。
And holding in this suffering in his heart.
他把这些痛苦放在他心里。
But still he loves God.
他承受一切，但是他非常的爱神。
Later on, God paid back to him everything.
最后神把他所有，把神大大的祝福他。
From the God's point of view, he need to go through these difficulties and this way of suffering. Later, let him to be the prime minister, then he can handle all everything his work.
在神的旨意里面，神必须要让他经过这一些事情，这些痛苦的事情，在最后他当他成为宰相的时候，他才有能力去去管理所有的事情。
Think about a 17 years old the young man now become a 30 years by one day from the prisoner to become a prime minister.
那想想看，在一个17岁的少年人到他成为一个一夜之间成为埃及的宰相。
It's about the 13 years he himself to be trained.
这其中这时间差不多13年，在13年中他一不断的被熬炼。
Not only the Pharaoh look at Joseph, but all the those of his men look at him. He's capable enough to handle his position as a prime minister.
那不止法老觉得他可以胜任这个宰相的位置，法老所有的官员也都觉得认同他可以胜任这个位置。
So God mold him his character to be enough to handle the such way of his life later on.
所以神在约瑟他的生活里面让他熬炼到最后能够胜出。
If you are in a difficult situation now,
那我们现在是否在一个困苦的时候
？If you have any problem in your life,
我们是否有在生活里面有困难
？And God is with you still.
那神现在还是与你同在。
When you kneel down to close your eyes,
在我们跪下来祷告的时候
，When you have to pray to God,
我们知道要如何向神祷告的时候
，You can tell there is a God.
我们可以感受到神。
Holding him with the true love,
抓住他的爱。
God will bring you to in the through this way to for your good purpose and good will later.
神会带领你经过这时候，然后显明他美好的旨意。
And also thirdly, when you look at the verse 29,
那第三点，我们看29节。
For whom he foreknew, he all predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30.
30节
And whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. This is the God's ultimate purpose in our life in this world.
这是神最终的目的要让我们在生活里面的目的。
God's ultimate purpose is through our path of our life, of course.Of our life, bring us to mold us our life to be like imitate of Jesus Christ.
那神他的最终的目的就是要使我们经过这些事，让我们使我们能够成为像耶稣一样。
So here the verse 29 says he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, Jesus Christ.
在二十九节这边说，他预先所知道的人就先预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Go through all kind of experience in our Christian life, bring back together the piece by piece, put it together as a bring the image of Jesus Christ in our life.
我们在我们的生活里面，有经过所很多事情，把这一件事情摆在一起，让我们能够成为像神耶稣的模样。
Image of Jesus Christ is not a physical image, but invisible quality in our life.
这个模样并不是肉体的模样，而是我们在我们生活里面要像神耶稣的模样一样。
Such like a gentleness,
就像温柔
，and form of humility,
就像谦卑
，and bring us in our life to mold it our life, be like a Christ that way.
能够使我们有这一些美德，像耶稣一样。
This is the God's purpose: bring our life to reach up our life to be sanctify our life.
这是神最终的目标，就是要使我们成圣。
We know that when God chose Israel, God chose Abraham.
我们知道，当神拣选亚伯拉罕的时候
，God can change his name Abraham to Abraham.
神使他的名字从亚伯兰换成亚伯拉罕。
And also God can change the Jacob's name to Israel.
那神也改变雅各的名字成为以色列。
It really come true when these people come to Egypt and after 340 years later they come out.
因为
430 years later.
因为神把以色列人带到埃及，在300多年后从埃及里面带出来。
But these people about 2 million at that time.
那这以色列人那时候差不多有200万人。
But these people already God called them.
但是神已经预先拣选了他们。
Already predestined them.
已经先预定他们。
But now God have to molding them to be the one like what God wanted expected from them.
但是神现在要塑造他们，使他们能够。成为神所要的民。
So God brought these people to the wilderness for 40 years.
所以神带领这些百姓经过旷野40年。
All kinds of difficulty led them to experience.
那给神给他们不同的事情，不同的困难，让他们去感觉去体验神。
God already promised them, you can take this promised land, the land of Canaan.
那神也先赐给他们那个迦南地。
After 40 years of the difficult life,
那在四十年以后
，Finally God allowed them to take a promised land.
那在四十年之后，神赐给了这迦南地给他们。
Promised land is a gift to the gift to the Israelites.
这应许之地是神。赐给这以色列人的。
But then at the beginning, they have to go through these difficulties.
但是在这之前，他们必须要经过四十年的旷野生活。
So it is worthwhile let them take and enjoy their life and have a true joy with them, and also with the peace, and that they live in this promised land.
那他们能够学习，他们在生活里面能够感谢神，能够爱神，进入这迦南。
God's will is always has a good will toward us.
神的旨意都是对我们来讲是都是美好的。
Even though given life have some difficulties and trials.
虽然有时候他会给我们一些一些训练。
Do not be discouraged.
但是我们不要丧志。
Do not complain to God.
也不要向神埋怨
just willing to take it.
那我们要感谢领受
because this is not end.
因为这并不是这并不是我们的结果
because that is a process of receiving the precious gift from God.
而是这是一个过程在以后我们会接受神美好的赏赐
That's why we can glorify God.
所以我们能够赞美神
That's why we can thanksgiving to God.
所以我们能够感谢神